This afternoon I was a little, what's the right word? I don't want to say disappointed because you all make me so happy all the time. And so I was very pleased. I came here, and before 4:15, I think all the waitresses were here on their knees. Here's what happened, though. Only one of them led out in prayer. Now, I don't know what happened there because I'm used to much more participation, really. And this summer we have had it much more. I didn't want to force it or say, please pray. I just kept waiting. Maybe it was a lack on my part of faith or somehow getting the message, you know, the waves across to you. That energy just didn't find its mark. Anyway, or however they put it. I'm going to give you another chance, all right? I said I was teasing when that cell phone went off. It doesn't matter whose it was. I don't care. But the cell phone went off twice, and there was one prayer. I said, that ratio is not... there's something wrong with this picture. So, here's what we got to do. We read a verse tonight. I didn't pick it on purpose, so I think it was meant to be, okay? I just saw worship. Let's read from the scripture about worship. But we read, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, from 1 Chronicles. Now, that verse is mentioned repeatedly in the Old Testament songs. You have the exact same verse again and again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And in fact, in Psalm 107, I may have said this here this summer already, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And I often used to hear that when I was a kid up here, and they're trying to make us testify, and they would say, or give us the opportunity to testify. Actually, they made us. Sometimes they even said, Amanda, your turn. Anyway, that's not my practice. I expect you to do this without me calling on you. But anyway, they would say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I always thought it meant, and I think they did mean, if you're redeemed, say, tell us. That's not really what it means, I found out when I looked at some other translations. That's right, if you're redeemed, you ought to say so. That's true. But it really means, let the redeemed of the Lord, those who have been redeemed by the Lord, speak thus, or say this. So means in this manner. Many times it means that. It means in this way. So you should speak thus. The Lord is good. I thank him. It even tells you what to say in your testimony. A tailor-made testimony. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. We're supposed to be saying that if we're redeemed. We should have said that today. We did, right? We read it. But we should be saying it again and again. That's what the psalmist means in Psalm 107. If you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, testify that the Lord is good, that he is gracious and merciful to your soul. He set you free. He brought you out. He lifted you. He put a song in your heart. Praise and thanksgiving to God. So let the redeemed of the Lord speak thus. Say this. I've been redeemed. I thank God. He is so good to me. And his mercy endures forever. And sometimes it seems, I know it's not so, but it seems as though the redeemed of the Lord say, so what? Instead, you know, we seem rather apathetic and lethargic about things that are so wonderful, or even too wonderful for words. And yet God gave us mouths and gave us a heart, and he gave us his love to overflow from our hearts and our lips. And we don't do it often enough. So I'm giving you a chance to make, to somehow reverse that ratio and then some, okay? Tonight, and not just you, everyone is welcome to give thanks to the Lord. He is good. His mercy endures forever. And I don't know how it was. I was missing here for 2.5 weeks. I think it's been at least a dozen years since I was even away from camp for a whole week in the summer. So I don't know how it was. Maybe you've been participating just as you should have been. But here's an opportunity tonight to make up for what we haven't been doing, or to add to what we have been doing. But this is part of our worship. The Bible says so, to praise God in the congregation. That's what this is. We're congregated tonight. So we praise the Lord and we give thanks and we say, Lord, you are so good to me. And I thank you. Your mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. Okay, don't wait as long as you did this afternoon, which was forever.